KBBS, 1450 on your AM dial, 103.5 FM, and we're streaming through our website at BighornMountainRadio.com. Good morning. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now, Dusty Hill with Lobbin Street Music. Good morning, Dusty.
Good morning.
We appreciate you taking some time. So this summer, you have three installments of Saturdays in the Square. You had the first one in June, and the next one coming up this Saturday. Let's first talk about the June event. You guys had a pretty good turnout for that event.
Yeah, we did. It was a little bit shorter show, and we do apologize. We had our original poster said 3 o'clock, and we didn't start till 5 or 5:30, but it all worked out. Yeah, it was a good turnout. Matthew Wilburn Skinner and Kimmy Bitter were on that show, and yeah, we had a great turnout. It was a good day. It was one of the few days in June that we didn't get rain. So, yeah, got lucky. It was all good. Yeah,
absolutely. And so, this weekend, Saturday, you've got three artists. Who's going to be performing on Saturday?
Yeah, so actually we have an addition to that. So we have a special performance to start out the show at 3 from the Bluegrass Kids Camp.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have a few kids up on stage to jam and sing. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do.
Okay.
But yeah, they'll kick off. And then Prairie Wildfire will go on about 3:30. And then following them will be Christian Walling Bull, who was the Wyoming Singer-Songwriter Contest winner last year.
Okay.
And then the Sweet Lilies out of Colorado.
All right.
Yeah.
And what can you tell us about the Sweet Lilies? They're the headliner.
Off the top of my head, not a lot. We kind of fell into them through a booking agent. But they are really interesting. So they're like bluegrass, but she also does like a little rapping, a little spoken word.
Okay.
It's really interesting music, and I think they'll be a good dancing band. So
cool.
It should be pretty awesome to watch them.
All right. And so that's happening this Saturday, 3 until about 9 o'clock, and it is absolutely free for people to attend, correct?
Yep, absolutely. This show, I think this is our 6th or 7th year. I can't remember. Time is slipping by. But
wow, it's crazy to think it's been that many years.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, we get sponsorships. Our presenting sponsor this year is Blowdorn Lumber. We have a lot of community members and businesses that help put this on. So all the sponsorships that they provide keeps this thing free.
If you want to give a shout out to those sponsors, you can do that.
Sure, yeah. So like I said, Blowdorn Lumber, Bighorn Mountain Radio Network, Johnson County Tourism Association, Bonds Brewing, Century 21, the Longmire Foundation, Vision Center of Johnson County, Farm Bureau Nick Smith, Alpine, Wyoming Arts Council, grant from them, Buckle Up Wyoming, A&B Bank, F&B Bank, Bank of Buffalo, KOA, The Wages Group, First Northern Bank, I think I said that already, Buffalo Realty, Cornerstone Pharmacy and Arms, State Farm, Przinski Framing, GG's, Cotant, Family Dentistry, Tree Mechanics, Unwind, and the Sports Tour. So, yeah, pretty good list of sponsors.
Absolutely, which is, and thank all those sponsors and shop with all those sponsors because they're the reason you get to go to this show for free, right?
Yep, absolutely,
so,
yeah.
So check them
out.
Keep
it local.
You know, one of the things you had on there was the Longmire Foundation as a sponsor because Longmire Day's this weekend, and we just got some breaking news here before we went on the air that the actors are not going to be able to participate in Longmire Days this weekend, just to kind of give people a note there. Three of them are in town, Robert Taylor, Luann Stevens, and one of the other ones, the name's escaping me right now. But they were told last night from SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, that they're not allowed to participate in anything this weekend because of the actors' strike. So just for anyone out there who is planning to go to these events, they are still putting on the events. Longmire Days is not canceled, but the actors will not be part of the event. So just to let people know that. So when you're looking for something to do on Saturday, this is it. This is what you need to be doing, going to Saturdays in the Square down at Crazy Woman Square in downtown Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah, it should be fun. And we have drink vendors, food, hopefully some shade. It's going to be warm, so you know, bring your camp chairs and a short sleeve shirt.
And an umbrella, maybe.
Yeah, an umbrella. But we also do, just to give a little more information, we have a VIP area sponsored by Blowdorn Lumber. Those tickets will be for sale at the concert. They're $15. You get 2 free drinks and some appetizers and sliders and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
At the tent and some shade. So
Oh, shit. Yeah. Now, see, yeah. that's worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Especially when it's going to be, you know, 90 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah.
But Sunday's supposed to be, I think, around 95 in Buffalo, almost 100 down in KC.
Yeah.
Summer's here, isn't it?
It's going to be rough. Yeah.
Yeah, but the rain's going to stay away and the hot temperatures are
here.
You
know, the sun usually hits the musicians the worst. So luckily we have that shade on the
stage.
Does
that awning help quite a bit?
It does, yeah.
And how long has that been up there?
I want to say this is only the second year.
I was going to say, I think 2 years maybe.
Yeah.
Because I remember doing some things on that stage in the middle of the day, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It is way too hot.
Yeah, it comes right in their face.
Way too hot. Yeah, so. I think one of the first years I was out here, it must have been an election year, and they were doing something up there, you know, and so we put it on the air, and I was standing up on that stage, and I had to go stand in the shade somewhere. Yeah. Like, yeah. I can't do this. Yeah. I don't know how they're doing it.
Yeah, now they just need to add some misters or something.
Oh, misters would be nice. Yeah, maybe just get some volunteers with some spray bottles. They can just spray them into a fan that shoots towards the artist. That might not be a terrible idea. So check it out. Saturday's in the square this Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m. It's free to attend. Bring your chairs or a blanket if you want to sprawl it out in the ground. They will have food and beverage vendors on hand. And of course, great music all day long.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else we missed here today?
No, but we do have one more in August. August 19th, we have our third and final Saturdays in the Square.
So, okay. Yeah. And who's going to be at that one?
That is the Stillhouse Junkies out of Colorado as well. They'll headline. And then Low Water String Band will be before them out of Lander. And then Sarah Sample out of Sheridan.
Oh, very cool. So another local artist to be a part of that one.
Yeah, and she's great.
Excellent, excellent. All right, we're talking with Dusty Hill. Again, Saturdays in the Square this Saturday. Crazy Woman Square, downtown Buffalo. Music begins at 3, goes till 9. It is free to attend. Dusty, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks.
We appreciate it. And everybody, keep those radio dials right here. KBBS.